Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Irish Times is reporting this morning that the government is considering a range of measures that would increase the tax take from wealth, property and inheritance. The report of the Commission on Tax and Welfare is set to be published before the end of this year, possibly after the budget, though, has been announced, and would signal a major shift in how the state collects tax. And joining me now to discuss what this might look like is Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary and Party Spokesperson for Equality, and Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin Finance Spokesman and Donegal TD. And thank you both for being with us today. Jennifer, the Commission report, we know it's been submitted to the Department of Finance. It recommends that the take from wealth and capital taxes should increase materially. That they're the words quoted by the Irish Times today, as a proportion of tax revenues. Do you agree with that?
Well, I haven't seen the report, Claire. I know you'll understand. I know it's gone to the Department of Finance. I don't believe government has had an opportunity to examine or consider it yet. So I certainly look forward to seeing it and seeing when it's published. I believe the report was commissioned to look at a range of medium-term options to see whether the structure of the tax take overall is correct, whether we're achieving the right balance. You'll be aware at the moment we have booming income tax receipts from work, from record high employment, which is very important. It's important that we maintain the sustainability of that, because it's what contributes to our economy and our ability to pay for things by far the most. But I think the Commission on Taxation report is a really important analysis of where we are and where we could go. One part of it is around looking at different sources of revenue streams, broadening the tax base, making sure it's sustainable. I think another part will be looking at who's paying income tax, when, at what level and how. You know, we are aware that about 20% of our income taxpayers are paying at the higher level, and that we're getting most of our tax, you know, a large portion of our tax receipts from that group. There's also about 975,000 people who are paying and are working and not paying income tax, and whether they should even pay a euro, I suppose, as part of solidarity would be a question I'd be wondering to see when the report is ultimately published.
Okay, so you would rather see lower paid people paying tax rather than what they're suggesting, which is take wealth and capital taxes and increase them materially.
What I'm saying is that I'd like to see the report in full, and I'd like to see the completeness of the overall tax budget.
What about the theory of that, though? Because you haven't given us your view on the theory of that.
I'll tell you what my view is, that the people who are under most pressure at the moment are those on about 42,000 euros. I was speaking to a woman last week who has two children, is in secondary school. She's on 42,000 euros. Because of where she is, she can't get any support from the state. That is the group in particular that I'm concerned about, and we can do other things like extend the working family payment to really target that group, to really target supports, because there are so many other social supports that are linked to that, whether it's back to school supports and other things. So what I'm saying, Claire, just to be very clear, because I know what Piers will say now, is what you always need to do is look at the complete tax base, look at all of the different revenue streams, and make sure that you're providing supports to those who need it most, not just on social welfare, but working families. She's saying to me, am I going to have to give up my job in order to get supports? That should never be the case.
Okay, Piers,
we need
Doherty,
to support working families.
Piers, you and your party have been banging this drum for years. Do you feel, having seen this report on the front page of the Irish Times, that the tide is turning now in favour of your proposals?
Well, Claire, we're just obviously reading what's reported in the Irish Times and other media organisations, and look forward to seeing the completed work by the Commission on Welfare and Taxation. We've made a submission on behalf of the party to that commission. I'm not sure if Fine Gael have at this point in time, but we have made that submission, and we believe that there needs to be some restructuring. There needs to be additional support for those who lose their jobs, and we've argued for that type of step-down approach where you would retain a portion of your income, but also we argued in our submission that we needed to see increased taxation from wealth in society. And this is all about choices. You know, you have to look at where you can raise taxes. I heard Jennifer Carroll McNeill talking about, you know, everybody should, no matter how poor you are, no matter what level of poverty, that you should pay at least a euro tax. All those households already pay taxes through VAT and other types of taxes. And what we would like to focus on is actually those at the very high levels in society, where they are not paying, in my view, their fair share of taxes through wealth. And the fact that the Commission is likely to suggest that there needs to be increased taxes on wealth through capital acquisition tax, CAGT, and potentially even a wealth tax itself, which we've argued could be merged on what France has done for many decades.
According to this, the report stops short of advocating for a full-scale wealth tax, and I know that you have advocated for that. Would you be happy if it were to advise, and if the government were to accept, all of the other streams taxing certain income streams that the wealthy might have as opposed to having a wealth tax. Would that satisfy you?
Well, let's be clear about this here. First of all, any Minister for Finance, the Commission will make a broad range of recommendations, and then it's up for the government to decide what should be included. But if we look at wealth taxes, for example, Fine Gael's policy at this point in time, if you look at capital acquisition tax, which is set at a rate for Group A, which is, you know, parent to a sibling, is 335,000. Fine Gael's proposal is to increase that to €500,000. So that's going in the absolute opposite direction in relation to wealth taxes. This is paid by a minority of people because any gift less than 335,000 is not taxed. So they want to increase the provision of wealth to intergenerational without taxation. So the fact that the Commission are likely to recommend an opposite direction, I think, is to be welcome. But we need to see the detail in relation to that. We've argued, for example, that we should be looking at what one of the Biden policies, where capital gains tax for those with incomes and debit and benefits from shares of over €500,000 would be paid at a similar rate to what a butcher or what a hairdresser or what a teacher is paid. Okay. That they shouldn't able to pay at a rate of 33%. They should be paying at 40%.
Jennifer,
we have a highly progressive income tax base where the people who earn the most pay the most. And what we're trying to do in the last budget, and we were successful there, and I hope that we will be successful this year again, is to create space for those people that I'm talking about, those people on €40,000 with two kids. And we have doing that through indexing tax bans, which Sinn Féin didn't support last year, creating more money in people's pockets from what they're actually earning. We also have a progressive property tax system, which is one of the most effective wealth taxes used, not just in Ireland, but right across Europe, a measure which Pearce and his party have consistently opposed. And it's hard to understand how, on the one hand, you talk about being supportive of wealth taxes generally, but you've consistently opposed what is a progressive property tax, where again, people with homes of the highest value pay the most tax. We are dependent on income tax receipts and corporation tax receipts. We are dependent on a high wage and highly skilled economy to bring in employment and the money that comes into our shops, our businesses, and also our income tax receipts. But Pearce and his party want to put 5% on employers' PRSI, which is essentially a tax on jobs, a tax on every job. It's going to make it more difficult and expensive for any employer to create a new job, and it's going to make it more difficult and expensive for them to sustain the jobs they have or give any wage increases at a time of extreme inflation. So these are the sorts of, as Pearce says, choices that have to be made. And what we've managed to do is chart a very solid centre path where we've come out of a pandemic, 4 months after a pandemic. We are one of the few countries in Europe with a budget surplus, with a broader, more sustainable tax base than we had in 2011, okay, when the economy was being run by the Troika from the Marion Hotel. And we are now in a situation where we can face the next crisis together.
To come back to this report, though, the Commission, it seems, believes that there is more yield, there's more available when it comes to property tax, land tax, capital gains tax, capital acquisitions tax. There is more money for the state to be had there, according to this report today. Do you believe that there is?
There may very well be. I'd like to see the report. But whatever measures you choose, Claire, there are always going to be consequences. We could, you know, reduce tax, increase tax wherever we like, but there are going to be consequences of that, whether it's in terms of employment and sustainability of employment, whether it's about keeping what we now have, which is a much broader tax base. We need to see the report, and we need to be honest about the calculations of the different choices and what they mean. If you know, intergenerational wealth transfer, keeping people in employment, all of these things are charted through tax policy, largely through tax policy. And we have managed now where we've booming tax receipts. After a difficult period, we've people in work. This is all done largely through tax policy, and we need to keep those measures going and keep the management of the economy that we've been able to deliver.
I have a question here from a listener on capital gains tax. Do your guests think, and maybe Pearce, you might take this first, inheritance tax threshold should be adjusted in line with indexation principles and inflation of property values, since the current thresholds were set years ago?
No, I completely disagree, and the Commission of Taxation is likely to disagree as well, seeing what we've reported. Inheritance tax is one of the biggest ways where inequality in terms of wealth is created. There is thresholds there. The threshold at the minute is 335 million, which means that anybody receiving that gift from their parents is tax-free. If you're living in the house with your parents, for example, the threshold doesn't even apply. We would like to see that threshold set at 300,000, because if you do get a gift, remember, and this would be in a second home, if you do get a gift of that nature, then the tax should be applicable to it. Obviously, Fine Gael disagree. They want to put it up to €500,000. And let me make this point here, because Jennifer Karen McNeill is completely wrong, and she tries the scaremongering tactic that Fine Gael use all the time in relation to Sinn Féin's policies. But if they want to articulate our policies, let them do it correctly. In terms of employers' PRSI, we want to see the rate increase by 2.5% only on the portion of income above €100,000. Indeed, Leo Varadkar, her leader, actually said that we need a grown-up discussion in relation to PRSI. So, you know, let's have a real clear discussion in relation to what happens here. Now, income tax is one part. That isn't what the discussion is about today in terms of the Commission. It is about the wealth that is generated by a very small section in society that is applied with a very low rate of tax, lower than what is happening across Europe. So there is a way to bring additional resources in. And those additional resources are about choices. Because for me, it's a no-brainer. Do you increase the burden on tax on somebody, for example, who's earning €500,000, who's receiving that from either stocks that they've made gains on last year, and that they're paying less than what a butcher or a baker or a teacher would pay? I say, no, we should bring it up to 40% on those portion above the €500,000. That would bring in €70 million, which would go a long way to helping those parents and children who are suffering with scoliosis problem, or a long way in terms of supports for those people who are suffering from mental health.
Well, money isn't the issue when it comes to scoliosis treatment. Money isn't the issue. It's qualified staff, as we understand from the report that we did this week on the programme on this.
And how many years have we been talking about this, in fairness to Claire? How many years have we been talking? How many times have government given a commitment in relation to this? And you can't give the same argument over and over again that we still have a problem in terms of qualified staff. This should have been dealt with many years ago, and those staff been put in place. But there is an issue in terms of money, both in our health services, in terms of capacity and additional beds, additional units that could have been built over a period of time,
but also in
terms of mental health and other areas.
But you've heard you've heard this argument before. Targeting a small section of society, the very wealthy, just doesn't get you to the point where you have enough revenue to address the problems that you've outlined.
No, of course that, you know, you're targeting like a section of society, like that measure, for example, that I mentioned in terms of CGT would bring in €70 million. That's not going to solve all our problems. We need a significant investment in housing. We need a significant cost of living budget this year. But what it does do is it provides you options in terms of additional revenue. And these are the shoulders that can bear this most.
Okay, so now, it's about choices. Jennifer Karen McNeill, just to bring you back in, it's about making choices.
It is,
and if it's 70
choices.
Million, it's not going to solve all the problems, but it will solve some problems.
You're right, and it will. 70 million does. So does €4 billion in local property tax, which is what we've raised since its introduction. And because of the changes that have made, which have made it more progressive, we'll be able to raise even more. The carbon tax brings in significant money that we can put towards retrofitting. But these are the sorts of broad-based taxes that Sinn Féin consistently oppose. They'll go after the unnamed billionaire in the corner, which is fine. We'd all like to do that. But what we really, to be honest about it, there's so few of those and so many people paying tax at the higher level who are sustaining this country and doing so every day. But we also need these broad-based taxes, carbon tax and local property tax, and for purely populist reasons that I genuinely can't understand. If Sinn Féin are interested in climate, and if they're interested in taxing wealth, and if they're interested in having a sustainable tax base, how they can be opposed to the local property tax and carbon tax?
Well, my understanding is, Pierce,
so
that you're
far.
Not opposed to carbon tax. You're opposed to the most recent increase in carbon tax.
So, Claire, let's be clear. If carbon tax were supposed to work in terms of disincentivizing the use of petrol and diesel cars, then it would have worked by now. Nobody would be on the roads because the price of petrol and diesel has gone through the roof.
Are you opposed to carbon tax?
Carbon tax isn't working for that point. Like, carbon tax can only work when the alternatives are there and affordable. So taxes that changes behaviour can work, but only when the alternatives are there, and they are not there. So Jennifer Carmichael.
So we should wait until nobody needs a car to try to address the climate change. And property tax now is in the report in the Irish Times. That's right. But are you, just to be clear on property tax, because it is what they talk about, are you now going to be supportive of the local property tax?
No. Well, first of all, let me make this point. I didn't interrupt you once. So carbon tax isn't working. Carbon tax is a cost on lower income households and poor income households. And that's not just us that's saying that. The ESRI have said that. But that's something that Fine Gael are happy with, as long as the wealth in the state is not taxed appropriately. In relation to local property tax, we want to see a net wealth tax, which means you call it fair, Jennifer, but there's people out there who have a mortgage equivalent to their home. There's people out there who are going to St Vincent de Paul today and still have to pay that local property tax. There's people out there that are seeing their energy bills coming and they are fearful of how they're going to keep the lights on or the heats on this winter, and they're still paying the local property tax. That is not a fair tax.
But does the wealth tax that you're talking about, Piers, replace the revenue stream that the property tax brings in?
The wealth tax includes property. The wealth tax includes property, but the key thing is it's net wealth tax.
But your wealth tax would bring in 129 million euro, the 1% that you're advocating for net wealth held above 1 million. So that's not going to replace in money terms what the property tax brings in.
Or the carbon tax.
No, but we also have a second home tax, which would bring in another 92 million euro. And we also have other taxes that we've argued for. For example, the land hoarding that has taken place in this state that needs to be addressed, that should be addressed, that would free up the speculative use of land to actually build public houses and build houses for people who need them at affordable levels. These are proposals that we want to do. But again, Fine Gael, 10 years in government,
wealth
will
taxes.
Not go after those type of
wealth,
issues.
Wealth taxes include property tax. And we have a progressive property tax which targets people who have the highest level of assets. You have consistently been opposed to that. You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You tell business that you want a high, you know, high-skilled, high-wage economy, and you're going to put up employers' PRSI. You don't want carbon. You want to raise a measure that's going to bring in 70 million, but you're opposed to carbon tax, which provisional figures show for 2021 brought in over 650 million euros. And this is an important part of behaviour, and it is now that we need to make those changes, and not when nobody in Ireland has a car. You have to be serious. You have to bring these things at an appropriate time to try to influence behaviour, yes, but also to raise revenue and to be able to put those into retrofitting homes, to be able to put those into the sorts of changes
that need
to happen.
So, Jennifer, the government's
carbon taxes have been more than, as the ESRI also said, carbon taxes have been more than offset.
Go ahead.
Increases in social welfare.
The government's plan is to increase carbon tax and petrol and diesel in the September budget. Do you support that measure? Do you think seriously that is going to change, make anybody turn around and try and find 30 or 40,000 euro to get an electric vehicle? Or is that just going to make those families poor because of the price of petrol and diesel at the pumps?
You referenced the ESRI, who have also said that the carbon tax increases have been more than offset by social welfare increases. Can you imagine the optics today as Pakistan is flooded, as parts of my own constituency were on fire from how dry it has been, as Europe burnt this summer. That imagine withdrawing. Imagine the signal that it would send to withdraw carbon tax now. You know that's really what you're suggesting. You don't support it. You've never supported it. You don't support progressive property tax because it doesn't suit you. But these are the things that are happening. Progressive income tax, targeted measures for those who need it. I'd like to see more of that, particularly that group that I talked about. That group that are really stuck. They're not even getting the working family payments. Parents with children, and making sure that we keep our progressive income tax, but one that continues to generate employment so that people actually have jobs, good jobs, high net jobs.
So to Piers Doherty's question, do you support an increase in carbon tax in the upcoming budget?
I support the measures in the programme for government which are increasing carbon taxes to try to deal with the climate crisis, to try to put money into retrofitting in places where we need homes that need it. So yes, of course I do, because we have an absolute climate emergency, and it's only Sinn Féin don't seem to realise it.
All right.
Well, that's just mental, Claire. To tell you the truth, that if Fine Gael TD is out arguing that we should put up the cost of petrol and diesel at this point in time, just shows how detached they are from where ordinary people are at, but will never, ever fail to defend the interest of the elite and the wealthiest in society. And we've just heard that over the last 10 minutes.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin, and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael. Thank you both for joining us. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.